Hello everyone, this is Benevolent Heretic at AboveTopSecret.com. Welcome Nefertari, that was a really good podcast, I really enjoyed it. And you have some very good points. I would like to say that another reason that people eat junk foods like, macaroni and cheese in a box, the prepared foods, is that it's convenient. Because it's a lot cheaper and healthier to make your food from scratch than prepared. But it takes a lot of time. So, macaroni and cheese isn't that great of a thing for a whole meal, but if you made it yourself and threw some vegetables in there, it would be healthier, and granted, it probably wouldn't be cheaper, but it would be healthier. Another idea is coupons and coupon groups. I've seen some incredible things where people are getting huge things free. And, by trading coupons in coupon groups, I don't know too much about it because I've never done it. But I've seen some pretty incredible savings. And I don't have to feed a big family, so I'm not in the same position you are. But that's something I've seen that I've often thought of. A good way to cut back on the food bill would be to get involved in one of these groups. And they have them online. Another thing is garden beds. Not just a garden in the ground, but a raised bed. We have two little 4 by 8 feet raised beds, and they're about 24 inches tall, so that they drain really well. So if you do live in a rainy area, the water drains really well. But you can put a structure up over the top of wire and grow beans on that, a trellis type thing, a big arch, and then grow lettuces and stuff in the bed. So they'll be in the shade of the beans. There are ways to use every available space and grow vertical. There's some books out there about it that are really neat. And you can grow quite a bit in just a little bed, so that you may not get all of your food from your own garden, but you can certainly supplement the grocery bill. And I agree with you, groceries are ridiculous. I don't know, over the past few years it seems like the prices have really gone up. I'm spending $100 every time I go, and I just don't seem to have that much. So, I hope to hear more on this subject from some other people. It's a good subject. Thanks for listening.